Coast Guard veteran Ronnie Weitsch worked as a diesel mechanic in Tampa until his doctors at the VA told him to stop. They said his blood pressure put him at risk for a stroke. Then the VA sent him back to school, and his counselor arranged a meeting at ITT Tech.
The first time I heard of ITT was when I met my counselor. I might have would have picked a different college, but by me meeting her there, it just gave me a false impression about what the school was. I just thought there would be, you know, at least a stable company.
Looking back, Weitsch says it's easy to spot red flags. Even after deciding he wanted to study engineering, he wondered whether he could complete an associate's degree that called for physics and programming. Weitsch hadn't taken a math class in more than 30 years.
And they kind of like, no problem, yeah, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it, you know. It's almost as if they were trying to push me through the hairpin, get me the sign.
ITT made a point of recruiting veterans. Vets have access to generous federal loans and grants. Last year, the school's parent company collected more than $500 million in federal funds for students. Four out of every $5 it took in.
The United States was forking out $12,000 for Ronnie to attend the school. I did three quarters, so that's $36,000 just for me, and I'm not even halfway through.
Recently, ITT faced scrutiny from regulators who said the school misled students and left them with debts they couldn't pay. Last month, the government announced ITT could no longer use federal funding, and that led the company to close dozens of campuses overnight, leaving students like Weitsch stranded. Weitsch has seven kids. He's anxious to get a degree and get back to work. But he's not sure other colleges will accept his credits.
They will accept me as a student. I just have to start from day one.
Weitsch and several other students I spoke to were eager to point out that their instructors at ITT were not to blame. Even ITT employees were taken by surprise to see the campuses shut down overnight. For Wendy Weiss Hancock, the bad news started with an email from the CEO.
It stated that we were not only having Labor Day off, but he was giving us a comp day to be with our families. Alarm bells just went off in my head.
Hancock had worked at the company for 7 years, overseeing curriculum at the Fort Lauderdale campus. And it turned out that comp day was the day the school officially closed.
My first concern was, oh my God, they told us not to come in. I'm absolutely going in, and I'm going to face my students. I'm going to be there.
All week, Hancock and a handful of colleagues came in as volunteers, even after losing their jobs. The registrar printed out transcripts, and the nursing director sent off certificates so students who had finished their coursework could still take their boards. Other students were just months from graduation.
It was heartbreaking. It was just surreal.
And even though she'd loved working at ITT, that's where Hancock says she started to feel angry.
If I had a magic wand, I would have said, if you're closing, you teach them out. That there's a plan in place to teach out anybody who's currently enrolled, and that you don't just shut the doors. You don't just do that to people. And that's where most of my anger comes from.
Other colleges are helping ITT students pick up the pieces now. Broward College, a community college with locations near two ITT campuses, has already heard from more than 60 former students. Here's Janice Stubbs, who oversees enrollment, reading from an email that came in.
I've always wanted to become a registered nurse since I was a little girl. I was 1 year in pursuing my goal to become a registered nurse when ITT Tech suddenly closed down. I would like to continue with my education without having to start all over from the beginning.
So now, students can either scrap their ITT credits and apply to get some of their loans forgiven, or they can try and transfer those credits to a new school and bring their debt with them.
So they're going to have to also weigh, am I being awarded 6 credits when I took 24?
Students might end up with some of their credits and all of their debt, or some of their debt but none of their credits. And that, Stubbs says, is a choice ITT students have to make on their own. I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity in Miami.